Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 15. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Amen. Now we are coming here to a point in the service where I'm going to ask my assistant Ray if he would make his way up to the rostrum. Now, Ray, come up here with me. I'd like you to do something for me. Can you examine that piece of rope and tell me if there are any gaps in it?
No, it's pretty
good. It's strong. Good? Okay. Now, what I would like you to do, would you like to hold one finger up like that? Now, this is very clever. You see this? Now, Ray is tied to earthly things. You see? It won't let go. I'll put my finger on it and it still won't let go. Okay? Right. Now, Ray, can you take this piece of cord back to your seat, give it a good examination, and I'll call you back a little while later, because I want to prove something, that we are not always tied to earthly things. We can be released. And we will look into that with my trusty assistant, Ray. And I think you might go, oh, wow, how did that happen? Anyway, on with the sermon. Now, as you know, this is about the Lord's Prayer. We've been saying the Lord's Prayer for many, many years. I learnt the Lord's Prayer when I was about 9 years old. And in our junior school, and I'm sure you did the same, we always used to be told by the teacher, put your hands like this to pray. And what did we all do? We all put them like that, didn't we? But we used to move them apart like that and have a look around the class to see what was going on. And also to have a good look out the window. Now, in the school, in my junior school, our windows were probably about as high as that balcony. And it was difficult to see out, so we couldn't do that. So we used to have a look round class at each other like this. And how many of you have done that in your junior school days? You didn't do it. Miss Goody Goody, you see, over there. But anyway, we always start off the Lord's Prayer with the words, Our Father. Now, I want to tell you a story. Many years ago, when I first joined the company that I worked for before I retired, which was some nearly 40 years later, I used to be able to go to lunch on a Saturday, and my boss would come to the shop which I managed, and he would stand there and serve the customers while I was enjoying a lunch. And then about an hour and a half later, I'd go back. And I came back one particular Saturday, and he said to me, "I've had a phone call since you've been away." So I said, "Do you know who it was?" He said, "Yes." He said, "The father." So I said, "Oh, yes, I know." He said, "Oh, is he a parish priest?" I said, "No." He said, "Who is he then?" He said, "He's my dad." He said, "Your dad?" And I said, "Yes." And what happened was, many years ago, I always addressed my dad as father. And I just thought it was just an endearment between the two of us. He liked it, and I liked it. So he became known as father. Now, you can imagine my daughter at that time was about 7 or 8 years old. And she said, "Do you think Granddad would mind if I called him father?" So I said, "No, I'm sure he wouldn't." So she, at 7 or 8 years old, used to call him father. And I only ever knew my dad as father. And we had a great relationship. We were mates. Just like God in heaven is our mate. That's not derogatory in any way. He looks after us, and we know that we can always rely on him. So, I want to read you something off this slip of paper. Now, some years ago, we had here a book presentation, and all the children who received the book, I've lost my glasses. I don't have to put them on to find where they are. Thank goodness. Anyway, this pink slip, as I was saying, was presented as a reading to the children when they had their book presentation. And I think it's very apt because it's Almighty God talking to us, his children. And it's entitled, "God is with you wherever you go." "My dear child, I am always with you and I will never leave you. Wherever you go, I am with you. I watch over you and protect you from danger. I guide your feet on the path you should tread. You will hear a voice in your ear saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' I will guide you in the way you should go. Nothing is hidden from me, and I know the beginning from the end. Listen to me, and I will show you the best path to take and help you in your decisions. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. I love spending time with you. You are a treasure to me, a jewel in my crown. You are never alone, for I am always there, even if you don't feel my presence. I am not a man that I should lie. So you know I am always with you because I have told you I am. I love sharing your life and you will be with me for eternity. My love for you is eternal and I will never stop loving you. Life with me is always better than life without me. And I am with you in every situation, good or bad. And I work all things together for good because of my love for you. I will fill you with my joy so that you can enjoy your life with me as your father." And it's signed, "Love, your dad, Almighty God." Doesn't that say it all? I think they're lovely words. I really do. Anyway, on to the Lord's Prayer. How many of us, when we were at school, used to recite it as if it was rote? Rote meaning, of course, how we used to go through our times tables, didn't we?
2 2s of 4, 2 4s of 8, 2, you know, and we become like that in a way to the Lord's Prayer, don't we? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, kingdom come, amen. I mean, that's the way it goes, isn't it? And we say it and we don't really know what we're saying or why we're saying it. So let's have a look at this. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We know that the Lord will come back to us because it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, although it says in this early book, the King James Version, in earth as it is in heaven. And we know that the Lord is coming again and his kingdom will be a glorious and wonderful place. The Lord wants us to observe his instruction to us to always carry out his will, to do as we are instructed, not to seek to go our own way. Carry out God's will on earth and think about how God's will is always carried out in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do not be a person tied to earthly and worldly things. This is where we're coming to that piece of rope again. Seek your release through prayer and doing things God's way. The next line of the prayer is asking God to supply our needs. And it says here, give us this day our daily bread. Not only our food, but also a daily supply of blessings from God. How many times have you read in the Bible about the bread of life? But man cannot live by bread alone. And then we go on to the other words which say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Well, that's from the King James Version once again. And of course, we probably know those words better by saying, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And also in some of the Bibles, it says, forgive them that trespass against us. And as we go through life, we do trespass, we do things wrong, we do things that God doesn't approve of. But what can we do in those situations? We can pray to God for forgiveness. And will he forgive us? Of course he will. He always forgives. But there are some times when we really do something that we are ashamed of, aren't there? And then we hang our heads in shame. And we don't really ask for, Father, forgive us what we have done. We don't say it like that. We say, Father, we implore you, please, please forgive us. We know we have sinned. We know we have done wrong. But God will forgive. Now, I'm going to interrupt the Lord's Prayer here and just wake Ray up, because I want Ray to come up and I want to explain this business with this piece of cord, okay? Now, Ray, as you know, we are all involved in earthly things, and we are really tied to earthly things in a lot of situations. So, could you raise your finger? Now, Ray is still attached, you see. He's still part of the world, but you watch this. I'm going to put my finger on there to make sure there's no cheating, and watch the piece of cord. What do you think of that? And Ray is released. And it's as easy as that. Ray's a believer. He doesn't believe in earthly things, do you? No. There we are. Thank you, Ray, very much for your help. Still don't know how that works. I was taught it when I was a little boy about that tool. So let's carry on with the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation. Now, temptation is a terrible thing, isn't it? We really feel tempted sometimes to do the many things that we should never do or even think about. But we do them. And then what do? Turn around to God and say, oh, Father, I've sinned again. Please forgive me. And what happens? You're forgiven. It's not always quite as easy as that, because sometimes God just pulls us up and says, hey, come on, just think about me, don't think about yourself. And then we go on to such things as forgiving those that trespass against us. Now that's even more difficult, isn't it? How many times do you say to someone, oh, why did you do that? And they say, because I wanted to. And then, maybe, they turn around and have a go at you for saying that to them. So what do you do in those situations? Well, you have to forgive them as well, don't you? So we reach an equilibrium, don't we? We've got temptation and sin on one side. We've got forgiveness on the other. And I like to think that we can always equal it out and then turn the equilibrium the other way by saying we are forgiven. Forgiveness is there. All we've got to do is ask for it. And then we carry on that this version of the Lord's Prayer that Brian read out to you a little while ago was translated by King James by decree in 1611. And all the former translations were diligently compared with what he wrote down, and they were revised by his special command. Now, I'm not saying he did them himself. He probably got his expert religious advisors to do it for him. But these notes that Brian read from the Bible, this Bible here is a King James Version, and it contains exactly the same words as Brian's does. And this Bible was given to my uncle in 1918 at the end of the Great War. And it was distributed to the children around Hawkwell and Hockley by the then vicar, George Padfield, who was the rector of Hawkwell Church. And my uncle's, well, he's passed away now, but he had this all through his life since 1918. And it was actually printed, this particular version was printed in 1918. So that's a coincidence, isn't it? Dear Father, we thank you for the lightheartedness and the fun we've had in this service. And it's good to know that you are there with us, laughing with us even, and making us laugh. Dear Father, we thank you for the joy of being joyful and happy. And we would remember at the same time those who are not. But we would ask you to please bless them and pass on the joyousness that we feel. So, dear Father, guide us through the week. Take care of us. See us safely back to our own homes. Amen.